Hi, this is Mac Danger from Soylent Radio, and you're listening to Up All Night with the Artist D and Anne Marie. And how are you?
What's forget about it? What is that?
Forget about it. It's like, if you agree with someone, you know, like Raquel Welch's one great piece of ass, forget about it. But then, if you disagree, like a Lincoln is better than a Cadillac, forget about it. You know? But then, it's also like if something is the greatest thing in the world, like Mingo's peppers, forget about it, you know? But it's also like saying go to hell, too. Like, you know, like, hey, Bully, you got a one-inch pecker, and Bully says, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Bully, forget about it.
Sometimes it just means forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
All right. Thank you very much. I got it.
Fight for the right to party? No. To be forgotten. Forget about it. We're talking about a new concept of people who wish to be forever forgotten for their mortal deeds here on Earth. On tonight's Up All Night, a sit down, and for Christ's sake, forget about it. Welcome to Up All Night. I am the artist D. Good evening, Anne Marie.
Hey, D.
Hi.
How are you, man?
I'm fabulous.
What's up?
How are you?
Good. I'm excited. I have.
You've got news.
I've got a panda in labor on my phone, and I'm just.
You've got
excited.
A panda in labor. Ladies and gentlemen, the first podcast panda birth.
It's exciting. Yes. Apparently, we have giant pandas at the National Zoo. I had no idea.
I did not either. But and apparently, Mai Ziang has broke her water.
And they didn't know she was even knocked up, poor thing.
Oh, surprise.
Surprise! Hey, guess what?
So you get to watch. They're streaming it live on your
I
phone.
I downloaded the app because...
There's a panda app.
Yeah, I paid $2 because it's panda birth.
Wow. Clearly, that is very important.
I have issues.
Okay? As do we all. They'll never be forgotten, let me tell you.
You ain't kidding.
August 22nd, 2015 on 4 Culture Radio. We've been taking a little summer vacation.
Yeah, we kind of, and we didn't even do anything exciting. Well, you did.
Yeah. Well, I kind of did. Yeah, I did. And you, you know. You got
I've
around.
Been everywhere.
You've been everywhere. You went to the zoo. You watch pandas. You're well, all over the place.
You know, I got the kid home, so we got to keep busy.
That's right. That's right. You know, what happened really, ladies and gentlemen, is that we hate August so much that we just decided to not do August.
August sucks.
Not really. I don't know. I'm sure Anne Marie adores August.
You know what else sucks? What? September. Just
really?
Wait.
I've never been fond of September either, but at least it's better than September.
It's better than May sucks pretty bad.
May really
June is crap.
Sucks, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I haven't been happy the past few months. I'm really looking forward to some fall.
Yes, me too. When people look back on Up All Night, they're going to say, you know, these people, they hated every month.
What a bunch of miserable
except past. October.
Yeah.
Yeah, October, November. That's us folks. But yeah, it's true. But, you know, it's good for, it's a great, August is a great month to be born in, but that's about it.
Happy birthday
to me,
to you.
But the rest of it is just waiting for September. That's all it is.
Happy birthday to you.
You do that very well.
Big birthday plans?
No. It's, anything? It's come and gone, honey.
But what'd you do? Nothing? Come
nothing.
On.
Not a thing. No, I don't do.
Part of getting old.
There's got to be a show about that somewhere in my past 10 years of shows,
you know,
about August and birthdays and how they're not to be celebrated. I'm just glad, I'm happy to, as Liza Minnelli would say to Larry King, I'm just happy to be alive.
That's true. Larry. I get it. Yes. I get it.
Yeah. And that's pretty much all August is. It's like this very dainty dance of thank goodness I'm still alive. And can I please make it to September? I just got to make
it. And it's hot as hell.
And it's hot as hell. Ugh, and I still I can't stand it. I took a vacation. I was out of the West, out of the warmth and the heat, back in a place where summer feels like summer. Like, just it was just hot. It wasn't excessive heat. And I kept seeing on my phone excessive heat warnings left and right.
Ugh.
And
that's so gross.
That's exactly what I came back to. I drove into the 110, 20 degrees. It's crazy.
So friggin' gross.
I don't know.
It's almost done. It's okay.
Almost done. I could spank someone for a pumpkin spice latte. Jesus. I just, you don't know my obsession with the pumpkin spice
latte. I haven't
latte.
Had coffee since April.
My God.
And I know. I do. I enjoy the smell, and I do. This is my season. I just enjoy my hot coffee on the cold days. And
well, you know, like
pumpkin spice is coming.
Yes.
Oh, peppermint mocha from Starbucks. You know, that's just goodness.
Thank God I never like peppermint.
What do I do?
Just, I don't know. You're gonna have to. You have to find an alternative that's pumpkin-y or pepperminty.
No, just have the real thing and just enjoy.
Okay. Well, I got carried away with the coffee.
Hopefully, it won't kill me.
I quit coffee as well, and I had one last week, one in the entire week, and it was okay. I didn't go crazy. You'd think I was like doing coke or something. It's crazy. You can't do anything in this life to excess. It's ridiculous. You can't overdose on coffee, drugs, anything. You have to do everything in moderation. I find that completely out of control.
It's too hard.
It is.
I can't do moderation.
But and I guess, you know, that's I'm just jealous of all the people that they can't do moderation and they're okay with that. You know, they drink three cups of coffee every morning and they're okay. But I'm not. I'm dizzy and falling over and having a panic attack or something.
Oh, it sucks.
It is. It sucks, you know. You can't just have one glass of wine. You got to have a whole bottle of wine.
One bottle of wine,
yes. You know, and then that's out of control. It's just terrible. You've got to really pace yourself in this world if you want to make it through August.
August
or
sucks.
Or a bunch of Augusts. And speaking of wine, Anne-Marie, I was on a search morning. I was on a search for your favorite wine.
My favorite.
Yes. I had the clerks in the store going crazy looking for the wine with the cock on it. Or rooster, for those of you
who are listening. Oh, roosters. They're so cute.
It's an adorable rooster. And I looked all over. I couldn't find it. So I went up to the service area, and I pull up your Facebook on my phone.
And I because I talk about it.
Yes. And I show them the picture of the rooster and the wine. To the fellow behind the desk, and he turns and he looks at this. There was a shy young girl clerk behind him, and you know, he was this older dude. He clearly knew what he was doing, and he said, "Oh, of course, the La Vieux Ferme." And Katie was the clerk. He said, "Katie, please show this gentleman the La Vieux Ferme, because that's what it's called." If you didn't know.
Yeah, but that's too fancy. It's the wine with the rooster on it.
Exactly. It's way too cheap to be calling it the La Vieux Ferme.
No, it's the wine with the rooster on it.
Rooster.
That's it.
Poor
done.
Katie. She gave this bewildered look to him, and she said, could I see the picture? And I showed her the picture, and she took me over to the Riesling section because she thought it was white, I guess, in a Riesling variety, which it was not. It's white, like for real white. And she had no idea what she was looking for.
I wouldn't know either. I mean, it's just...
I've looked many times. I can never find it. And so Katie and I look all over, and she couldn't find it. And so she asks another older clerk. And that one says, oh, yes, of course, the Livia firm. And she toddles off.
Oh, yes.
And she can't find it either. And so she asks some more people. I'm just standing back, amused as all hell that there are four people spending their time searching for a $6 bottle of wine with a rooster on it. And then they finally
but
find
it's
it.
So nice.
Apparently. I have not tried yet.
Open it up.
I'm waiting.
I need to know. Open it now.
I can't. It's too far away now. I've got
We'll wait.
We will not wait. No. And I'm drinking coffee. I can't have wine and coffee. I'll throw up.
I need to know what you feel about this and what's going on when you drink it. Like, wow, is this the most amazing thing I'm consuming? Oh, my God. It's great.
Want me to do an official testing about flavors and scents and swirl
just,
it
it's going to be funny
glass.
If it sucks, you know? Like, that's just this is piss water.
Well, we will review next week. We will.
It's
talk.
My favorite.
I'll let you know how it goes. And I found it. I bought it. It was only $6. So, you know, to
so
all
you got
our
the small bottle. It's a bigger bottle.
No, it's a big bottle. I don't know. It was not like small, like normal size.
Yeah, there's like that's one that's even bigger.
Oh,
that's
there's
like $8.
There's like the one $2 Chuck Bukowski drunk bottle. Yes. So this is Anne-Marie's favorite. So go to your stores and ask them for the Le Vieux Ferme.
Or
and if not, look for the cock on the label. Cute little rooster. And next week, tune in to hear how it went.
I just got slammed, dear. My door slammed. Pardon me.
My God. And who do you, Anne-Marie, know what Le Vieux Ferme means?
I think one of our lovely guys, Adam D, actually told it's like what the little farm or something.
Yeah, the old farm. Yeah.
Well, bullshit! It's the wine with the rooster on it.
Rooster on it, yes, yeah. Bypass all the bullshit. Go straight to. I need the wine with the rooster on it.
I'm going to redo the label in Photoshop and call it. Just make it what I need it to be.
Absolutely, but you can't confuse it with another wine out there that has a rooster because I got. Remember, like, a couple months ago, I got one. I thought it was that one, and I sent it to you all excited, and you're like, no. This is not the right one. This is a different rooster. You're looking for the wrong rooster.
There is no wrong rooster.
Never. So tonight we're talking about the right to be forgotten.
The right to be forgotten.
As a peculiar story popped up. And let us know. I know you're watching The Panda.
The right to be forgotten.
When the panda gives birth, we have to interrupt the show.
She's licking herself. That's the update. So
good.
Tasty.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Not much going
panda
on.
Panda babies. Tasty.
Yes. Oh, but they got to be cute. Yay. Anyway. The right to be forgotten.
Google ordered to remove links to right to be forgotten removal stories. That's a horrible subject line. What is wrong with this? The Guardian reporting.
So basically somebody had done something in their lives.
Someone had done something. Google was ordered by the Information Commissioner's Office to remove 9 links to current news stories about older reports, which themselves were removed from search results under the right to be forgotten ruling. But the links were still existing within things.
Oh, so interesting.
The search engine had previously removed the links relating to a 10-year-old criminal offense by an individual after requests were made under the right to be forgotten ruling. This is in Europe. Removal of those links from Google's search results for the claimant's name spurred new news posts detailing the removals, which were then indexed by Google's indexer and brought the story back up to the top. Google refused to remove the links to these later news posts, which included details of the original criminal offense, and despite them forming part of search results for the claimant's name, arguing that they are essential part of recent news stories. So Google says they're not taking it down because they're part of a recent news story, and they're not 10 years old.
Well, I could see that. All right.
Right. Google now has 35 days to remove it or contest it. The Deputy Commissioner, David Smith, says the European Court ruling last year was clear that links prompted by searching on an individual's name are subject to data protection rules and that means they shouldn't include personal information that is no longer relevant. This kind of like warped my brain in a Salvador Dali melting clock kind of way. Because the right, you know, the right to be forgotten, the right to remove items from the internet which are not relevant anymore. What is relevant? Who decides what is relevant?
But, I mean, it's... this is for people who have, like, fucked up.
But haven't we all fucked up? And they just kind of want it erased
from... But we all, I mean, this is just...
This is just the
internet, you know? Yeah. We have, nothing is private. Nothing's sacred. It's in your history now.
Right. This is like, but I mean, Criminal Act, of course, is the icing on the fucked up cake. But we've all fucked up. Even if we haven't gone to prison for it or haven't been arrested for whatever. I mean, we've all done stupid things that we would like to be removed. And that's why it's kind of fascinating, because I don't know. I've never thought of having a right or even an option to be forgotten.
Well, think about it. Hell, if someone's Googling me, I'm honored.
I know. I mean, honestly, I think most of us fight our whole lives for the right to be remembered instead of forgotten.
Or just the right to be seen. Hey, look at me. Hey. Yes. That's what it usually is about now. Yes. Hey.
Look at me. Down here. But so what is the Right to be Forgotten Act? Looked it up. The Right to be Forgotten is a concept discussed and put into practice in the European Union and Argentina since 2006.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's been around. The issue has arisen from desires of individuals to determine the development of their life in an autonomous way without being perpetually or periodically stigmatized as a consequence of a specific action performed in the past. There has been controversy about the practice and the practicality of establishing a right to be forgotten to the status of an international human right in respect to access of information due to part of its vagueness of the ruling to implement such a right. There are concerns about its impact on the right of freedom of expression, its interaction with the right of privacy, and whether creating a right to be forgotten would decrease the quality of the internet through censorship.
That's true. I mean, you search the internet for the latest information.
And rewriting history. I think both of those.
You are rewriting history here.
Which is ridiculous. We don't do that.
It's me or something. We really fuck up big time. Unless, you and I could do that.
Unless you're a United States government official, you don't rewrite history. Because, you know, what is that? The winners write the history books or something?
I don't know.
And no one's autobiography is always true. It's only what they remember it to be. And we're all delusional, so.
Everybody's full of crap. It's true.
Yes. Opposing concerns about problems such as revenge porn sites appearing in search engine listings for a person's name, references to petty crimes committed many years ago, indefinitely remaining.
If it's a crime against you, I don't know, I feel bad for the victim, and yeah, we should spare you from...
Correct, and they do.
All that stuff. I get that. It's you know, you shouldn't.
A lot of this, it's kind of like it's already done. I mean, if you were, because they don't list the victims' names in things. They don't tell you usually, you know, depending on the case. But you don't hear about the victims' actual names and identities in most news stories that I've been up on. So we do protect those people to an extent. Of course, when you're over the age of 18 or 21 or whatever country you're in, I guess that you could be more pinpointed as the person who was in, you know, that revenge porn video. But I don't know.
You believe in this day and age that we have something called revenge porn?
I can't.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And I don't even think people...
You know, porn used to just be that thing you'd watch. You know, yeah. Now it's like revenge porn. I'm going to get you back. My God.
I know. And it's very interesting how here we are with our revenge porn.
The world is really a mess.
Which is... Can you explain that? Revenge porn?
Revenge porn. I'm not really sure exactly what it is. I'm assuming it's people who would record themselves. you know, like, I want to take nudies from my boyfriend, and they would just take those and
let's see if
possibly
have a,
use it against you, I would assume.
Official. Okay, that's what I was thinking as well, but I think for our listeners, we need
I'm
to... I've got it. Here we are. Oh, Urban Dictionary. That'll tell us exactly.
That's going to tell us everything. Everything.
Everything. Moving as slow as a... Oh, my goodness. What is the internet? The internet is not happy today at all. A nude photograph or video which is publicly shared online, most frequently by an ex-lover or for the subject of the purpose of spiteful humiliation. And in Urban Dictionary terms, or just for the lulz.
Why do we put ourselves in a position where that would be available?
That's the thing, you know, to me, it's like, because I was thinking more so of the really horrible type, which would be like, you know, your boyfriend filmed you both having sex and you didn't know about it. And then he posted it to XTube and to name a few. And and therefore, you know, you have been violated because you didn't explicitly.
You didn't know.
Granted, yeah, you didn't know. But to me, now, if I don't know, I am a firm believer, always have been, never put anything in print that you don't expect to be on the front page, and also never take a photo that you don't expect to be on the front page. So if I'm sending my bits to somebody, I full well, I would not be surprised if it ended up God knows where. But yet then there are people out there, the people who do get the revenge porn enacted on them, whatever the word would be, you know, the victims of the revenge porn, they didn't think about it. That's what they usually would say. They thought that, especially these kids, you know, all of the high school stuff that's going on.
Well, the
now.
Kids can't think, you know, a day in advance of anything. So.
I just don't know why. The kids used to be a little smarter than that. Didn't they? Or was that just,
I think there's just
delusion?
In their defense, I think there's just too much technology that they don't understand. Like that, they get hit with new apps constantly, new social networks, new everything. They keep up with it, but they don't really, they'll use it, but they don't know what goes on behind it. They don't know the techie information behind it. So they just,
And I guess it's much
living
to my,
in the moment.
Much to my amusement, kind of like is it Snapchat, the one that goes away?
It's supposed to go away.
That was so amusing.
Does it go away?
It doesn't, because you can actually capture. You have third party screen capture ability, and also it allows you to take a picture of it. Like the Snapchat itself allows it. I thought. I've never used it, but I was much, much, much amused when I found out that people actually thought something was created that you did online that actually went away or could not be captured or recorded.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Ridiculous. And I've got to continue with this one definition for revenge porn per Urban Dictionary, read in our very serious voices here. As modern culture becomes more deeply immersed in digital technology, and as desperately horny homo sapiens continue to send each other homemade fap material, rapid growth of the revenge porn industry has been inevitable.
Homemade fap material.
This week's tag on Twitter. Homemade fap material.
That's yes. Great.
So please, if you do make your fap material at home, like your pies and cakes, please do not share them unless you expect them to be on the front page. But I don't know where to draw the line with the right to be forgotten, because if you've committed a crime and it can be forgotten, then what about all the other stupid shit?
That's right.
You know, what about that gangbang that somebody had with the college fraternity, you know? It's now on XTube. Again, XTube. It's the only one I can think of.
It's the one you have minimized.
Exactly. It's the bookmark in the corner. And how about all the ridiculous morons that post things on Facebook by the minute? I mean, that should be a clause as well, the right to be forgotten because of their assholism on Facebook that they did 5 years ago that they no longer believe in today. but haunts them to this day.
That's just a matter of, we have to start getting smarter. We have to start hold ourselves accountable for things, you know.
Oh,
just
God.
Be aware.
I wonder when that will happen.
It's not. It's not going to happen. We know what to do. We know how to prevent all of our embarrassments. It just doesn't happen because we're idiots.
Isn't that you can put that for everything. We know exactly what we need to do in everything. You know, technology, science.
Weight loss.
How we treat each other as humans. Love, hugs, cuddles, and furry little pandas. And yet we do the complete opposite. Every time. It's
humans. Human nature is just weird. It really is fascinating.
Really is. And, you know, all this time. And when they get to the end, which, goodness, I would have hoped I'd be here for, but who knows? The end of human civilization as we know it. I just want I want to see the looks on their faces when they say, oh, balls. We had hundreds of years, at least, to do all this stuff.
We messed up.
We really messed up, guys. And what happens if you're involved in something that someone else wants to be forgotten? Like, you know, you start in some Jackass video where you were lighting your nuts on fire or something with a friend. And that friend considers themselves to be internet famous now because they lit their nuts on fire. But you want to be forgotten for it. So you file the paperwork and you've ruined their fame because you wanted to be forgotten. It's a very slippery slope.
There's nothing you can do.
No. And it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just, and that's why it's warping my brain, because the right to be forgotten doesn't exist because we as a society have agreed on this zombie level. You know, everyone just kind of has shook their head that everything must be recorded at all times and kept forever on historic record.
Yes, you know, because, no, you know, right, for quality assurance and whatnot.
This call may be recorded, and it is. But we can't just switch it up and backtrack it and say, okay, now we can just edit. Backspace edit on history. Your crimes, your stupidity, and your delusions. The right to be forgotten twists the mind around.
Then I don't think we have the right to be forgotten. Not in the age of Google. I think we're screwed. This is it. I don't think you can.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's also like, maybe this is what it is. It really bugs me. Is like, if I walked up to you and I, you know, I did something before and you were really upset about it. I wasn't, you know, nobody was arrested, but, you know, it was bad enough. And I said, I'm really sorry for that thing I did. And, you know, on the grounds of, you know, the right to be forgotten concept, could you please just forget that thing and we're good? Okay. And you'd be like, no, we're not good.
But it's not a matter of forgetting. It's like, stop looking for it.
True, true.
You know, like, it's going to be out there, but don't go freaking looking for it, and you'll be a lot happier in life.
Right. And I don't
know. You know, the plague is out there, too, but, you know, we don't have to go looking for it.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some pretty fabulous and fascinating things in our lives, which I'm sure that a lot of us wish could be remembered instead of the other things. But, you know, we don't get that choice. It's all a part of the fabric of time as we perceive it. I can think of plenty of things that I hope people have forgotten.
We all have a list.
I've got a list. Just remember the finer points, but I know that's not happening. And reading more about this, Europe's data protection laws are intended to secure potentially damaging private information about individuals. The notion of the right to be forgotten is derived from numerous pre-existing European ideals. There is a long-standing belief in the United Kingdom, specifically under the Rehabilitation of Offenders Act, that after, and this is where Europe gets their shit together over us, that after a certain period of time, many criminal convictions are spent as in quotes, meaning that information regarding said person should not be regarded when obtaining insurance or seeking employment. A very good concept. Similarly, and this was fantastic, similarly, France values this right. It's called the la droit l'oubli, the right to oblivion, instead of to be forgotten. The right to oblivion. I like that better.
That's a good band name, see?
It does, yes. It was officially recognized in French law in 2010. So in Europe, it's more just a concept, a philosophy, a thing. But in France, it is a law in 2010, the right to oblivion.
Wow. It's very fancy. It just sounds like...
Yeah, no,
makes you quiet.
I'd rather my wine be named La Droit L'Oubli instead of that whatever else that was. That's a much more flowy name. I like that. That could be either French or English conversion.
I get the job thing. You know, you don't want people to... I get it. Your job, let's say you robbed a bank, served your 10 years, and you go out to live your life. And I understand that you don't want your new employers to use that against you because you've served your time, case closed.
See, I guess
I get it. But then that should be maybe a change in the employer's policy to not look for that crap.
Right. And I think that's exactly what I was thinking with that, because really your employer has the right to do a background check on you. I think it's really the question of how they're doing that check now, because before they'd have to pay a service and get your credit and get your criminal history and all that fun stuff. But now they just Google and they find these possibly true things. They don't get the full story. Because, I mean,
that's right.
You want to hire someone based on, or not, you know, not hire them, based on a Google search of an article that's 10 years old that you know very little about, instead of paying the money, doing the background check and saying, okay, yes, they have a criminal record. Here it is. Here's what it is, black and white, and making your decision on that. That's different. And that's where this definition goes on about European versus America. It says it's very different between the two, as in America, transparency and the right of free speech, according to the First Amendment, basically overrides this. And the right to know have typically been favored over the obliteration of truthfully published information. So it's kind of, that's exactly the difference. But I'm wondering on that, do employers in the UK not Google their employees like we do? Do they not look up resume names on Facebook and see if they've got an upstanding, acceptable Christian individual? Or someone with their ass?
Maybe they don't. I mean, we're insane over here.
We really are, because that's what happens. They go on Facebook and they're like, oh, look at her. She looks so prim and proper. And oh,
ooh, she's smiling in a bikini. Exactly. Well, it's done.
Done. Yep. Out.
Out damn spot. You...
Exactly. So I wonder if they, you know, being that they have the right to be forgotten and the right to oblivion, I'm wondering if that concept kind of pours over into the way they do things, and that an employer would not be more inclined to look up a Facebook, because we are nuts.
We're batshit crazy.
We really are. And it goes into the protection. The internet protection for individuals. And I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, it's kind of how it was. Because I mean, when I was on the internet growing up and becoming the oh so fabulous Artist D, I had the protection of the internet. And now it's turned around inside out and regurgitated everything that the internet no longer protects.
Well, the internet
anyone.
Does not protect you. Yes, that's it. Forget it. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. I'm watching a panda give birth. The vagina is no... This is it. Nothing's protecting you. Everything's out there for everybody to see. This is it.
Yes. If you can access a panda giving birth, what makes anyone else think they have the right to any privacy? Poor Mai Xiang. Her water has broken. She is on camera across the globe.
They have the ability to zoom in. I mean, it's frightening. This is it.
The ability to zoom in.
That's nothing just, is sacred.
Nothing is sacred. No.
This is our world. The world of panda birth. The world of revenge porn.
And homemade FAP material.
Homemade fat material. God.
It's just bizarre. Because I think that would be, it would be great. It would be great if the internet was this happy little protective hub where we all got our little screen names again. And our photo was the photo that we wanted it to be instead of the 6 million that are out there. And it was just,
you know, I'm remembering of those times of AOL.
Yes. You were, I don't know who you were.
I don't remember who I was. I mean, did you have an icon with your name, or you were just a name?
You had an icon. After a while, you had an icon. And it was really small. So have you ever, and you as a designer can attest to this and share in my geekiness, that have you ever gone and done, like, you know, you remember our icons used to be 100 by 100?
Yes.
And have you ever done 100 and 100 on these screens now in these resolutions? It's like a dot.
Oh, but it looks so good.
I know. Well, even back then, that was still fabulous that it was even smaller than 100 by 100.
Well, hell, even now you upload a picture to Twitter and you're devastated when you can blow it up to,
yes,
you know, 800 by 600. Wow, you don't expect that.
Exactly.
Shocking.
Exactly. Yeah, that was fabulous. I had some fabulous screen names. I wish I could remember them. I don't remember them. I know after a while the Artist D was just kind of the screen name or a version of it. But I had some good. They were always had the, you know, like fire was in them, and it was always very mystical, you know.
Fire was power.
Fire, exactly. I think one of my chat names was like Fire Love or something. It was very odd.
I don't remember.
And I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean that I loved fire. That was, and I bet that's how everyone took it.
It was just
some
cool
pyromaniac. It was. It was just cool.
That was like 20 friggin' years ago, dude. I mean,
it was.
God.
It was 20 freaking years ago. That's horrible. Horrible. But yeah, we had anonymity. You could, and then you send them. Well, some people would send the fake photo of themselves. And, you know, and they live in Australia. So who cares? Who cares what they look like? If that's what they want to look like, I'll talk to you no matter what. I don't care.
You want to look like Zac Efron? Fine.
Exactly.
Good.
Because as much of a delusion as to them, it's a delusion to me. Hey, I'm talking to Zac Efron. Hot.
I think it's great.
It is. It is. And it's really, it's out of hand with everyone now being their real selves. I still hate it. I think it's stupid. I don't think.
Are we really our real selves?
Well, no, that's probably what's even splintering people even more, is that they're told that online, this is now who they are. And so now they don't know who they are because they're trying to be themselves, but that's not working out for them. So. They're who they need.
I mean,
to be.
Even me, I have so many hats that I wear. What hat do I put on now when I go tweet? What side of me do I show for the evening? It's a different thing, different world.
Like when talking to any drag queen or anyone like that with multiple personalities, like ourselves, myself, and everybody has their own, but that's like an extreme. And I think right now on 4Culture Radio, The Peaches Christ episode is rerunning on Mondays of the Fabulous D Show. And in that interview, we talked about that exactly was one of the things we talked about, being ourselves, but who are we? And we had no idea, because here I am. And that was what was so good about the old school internet, was that was me. And I wasn't me outside of the internet, but that was me in there. And that's who I knew. And then when you start to combine the two, it's all sorts of this mirror shattering. And it's a horrible thing to deal with and work through. And you don't know, am I the Artist D? Am I some normal guy in real life? Who am I? Am I an artist? Am I a writer? It's kind of like trying to decide what you want to be when you grow up. And we don't know anyway.
I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up.
No, me neither. But if you put something out about yourself, it's out. It's out there. It's not going to be forgotten. Cannot get erased. And on the other hand, in the vein of having, you know, the right to be remembered, I encourage all the documentation, because without it, poof, we're gone.
You're nothing without. Yeah, if you're not on Google, you're nothing. Exactly. And people are fighting for that right to be nothing.
Yeah,
which interesting. Is, you know,
that's what's so bizarre. They're fighting to be nothing. Or to be, it's kind of like the people that fight to be normal.
Are these the same people who don't have a Facebook account?
They might.
Like how far, I mean, because then you'd be, I mean.
Yeah.
And does.
That's what I'd like to know is, and I think it's out there. I read in one article that it's easy to find who this is about and what this is going on, but I didn't even look for that because I don't care. But.
You're the only one.
Apparently. But. Do that, you know, they're so concerned about whatever happened 10 years ago. What about now? I mean, they're just as marred by God knows what else they're doing. It's probably that, you know, they would be rejected for something else that they're currently doing. Because if they have a Facebook or a Twitter, they're probably saying something stupid. They're really fighting an uphill battle. Because that would be like people, you know, you'd have to not have a Facebook, not have any of that stuff to live in that kind of world where you are what you present 100%. Because it all slips through the cracks on the internet.
This is really deep.
It is. I know it's scary. It's scary. Just
this is our reality.
This is our reality. It's like, you know, it's grandma getting dressed up and going to church. You know, that's what was presented and that's all the people got. So that's all people
You're
knew.
Right. But oh,
now,
grandma.
Now grandma takes a selfie at home talking about.
You could see that red racy bra. Ooh, exactly. Grandma.
And talking and those grandmas on there who their kids are recording them and they're being all racist and stuff.
Bastards.
And they're posting the photos. And yeah, now you know what grandma's like at home. Smoking and cursing and wearing her red negligee. And fuzzy slippers. Fuzzy high-heeled slippers. Thank you. Because we're so much more likely. It's that immortality. We're now more likely to be remembered because of the internet. Because whenever I see a Facebook of someone who died like 10 years ago and people are remembering them, and that's that little immortality rearing its head, I like that, even though I don't like it's kind of haunting us that all the death posted.
Well, you never really die. You're always there.
Exactly. It's going to be very strange. As we continue to grow and continue to die, it'll be very strange.
This is what happens.
Yes.
God, we're in a weird world.
We are, and it's all very, very changing. Forever changing. It's a mess, you know, like everything else in the world. We're a mess. The internet is a garbage heap of good
But we're
and
lovable. We're a lovable mess. It's
we're
okay.
We're a lovable mess. We're
I think we think too much.
Oh, we definitely think too much. I am living proof of thinking too much.
Well, cut it out.
I'm doing my best. The last couple weeks and months have really shown it's that I just, you know, I'm an alien, as you know, because I thought that people just kind of like we were cars. We throttled ourselves. You know, we were just at this gauge where we lived. You know, you just went ahead and did. It's kind of like, you know, you eat and then you're full. So you stop eating or you drink and you're drunk and you stop drinking. But people don't do that. We don't do that.
We don't know how.
And it's like that with everything now. Like you have to throttle, engage for everything, every thought. And I think it's technology that's making it worse. Because it's making the obsessive like ourselves more obsessive. And the addicts like myself be more addicted. I mean, you can't go to bed without YouTube or
XTube.
Phone or XTube. I bet a lot of people can't go to bed without XTube. I bet more people can't go to bed without XTube than YouTube. We need to take a
poll. I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that. Absolutely.
Does anyone go to XTube anymore? Last time I was there, it was full of ads.
I don't know. There's probably thousands of those sites now.
There are.
Used to be one or two. Right now it's,
yes.
You know.
Oh, remember when X, when you, I don't know if you remember when X-Tube came about. It was like such a gold mine. We finally had like this place where the raunchy people could go. And it was like YouTube. It didn't have the ads. It was just, you posted videos and you, you know, homemade fap material. Hello.
Oh, was it specifically just homemade stuff?
You know, it started, I mean, it was, there was always those people that ripped something off, ripped a movie off or something and put it on there illegally, just like YouTube. It was just the adult version of YouTube. People made their own stuff and put it on there and got likes and all that. And then they saw it was hugely popular and then they sold out and now it's full of ads and pop-ups and God knows what. And there's a rating system and everything you go.
A rating system.
Yeah, now you rate people.
You finally get the guts to put your video up on XTube and you get rated.
You get one star. One star, thumbs down. At least they don't know a thumbs down, thumbs up. I don't think they probably do. Everybody does. I don't know. I just think it's all that advertising bullshit. I hate it.
Bastards. It's money. Money makes this world go round, and we have no choice but to jump on the bandwagon to survive.
Yes.
This is it.
And if you want the right for a 10-year-old crime to go away, well, I guess you should be lobbying for the right to have, you know, your Facebook truly privatized, your internet history truly protected, because Lord knows there's still YouTube photos of me stumbling down a hallway
somewhere. Every tweet is archived. I mean, come on. The Library of Congress has all our tweets.
You know what's really disappointing about all that is because, like, what's it called? The Wayback Machine, I think. It's an internet archive.
Oh, I don't know.
There's something on that has archived websites. And from way back, I mean, it was like in the 90s even. And you can go there and it'll show you, like, the text that they captured the HTML only. So no images, no anything else. But that's really disappointing because you can go there and you can see, like, theartistd.com from 1999. But
hey,
it's only this broken garbage heap of HTML. You know, they didn't save everything because back then you couldn't save all the world's images to your own servers. So it's pretty much just like a stamp. But I used to hate that, but now I really think that's great because you could be able to go back all that way and see stuff, but you can't really see that much of my websites from back in the day. It's all just
kind
of mumbled garbage. It does show you how long something's existed, so that is impressive. That, you know, it's like artistd.com from 2000 something to now. It's a long time, Anne Marie. We're getting very old.
That's so friggin' depressing.
And you know, it's like triple per year on the internet. It's like dog years, but worse.
But worse. But worse. You know,
we should be by now in internet years, we are sitting in our rocking chairs on the internet telling people to get off our digital lawn.
Will we ever find the end of the internet? Like, is there like the last page?
Well, we could only hope.
It'll be interesting. Like, oh, this is the end. You have to go back.
This is the end. I think someone made that. There's a website out there for that. It's the end of the internet. It's like, you've reached the end. Please go back.
That would be really cool. That kind of stuff makes me happy. I'm weird.
It does. Well, you know, I'm a true lover of all things zombie and apocalypse and end of the world. So I really would like to see, just as a spectator, you know, something happen where it's like a huge chunk of the internet is missing or something. It's all disappears or Facebook dies. I'd like to see the day when Facebook dies.
It's never going to die.
Could
never.
We just outlive? It's kind of like MySpace. MySpace is still alive. Someone added me there.
I gotta say, the music aspect of MySpace.
That's the German version. MySpace.
MySpace.
Heil. MySpace.com. Das ist gut.
Thank you. The music sounds really good. They put their technology in the right spot. Who was it? Justin Timberlake was involved in that? Well, he did a good job because anything you play on there just sounds friggin' great.
Exactly.
So they get 10 points, but I forgot my login, so there you go.
I was added by 3 people while on vacation, and it was the only thing that prompted me to log in there, and I looked around like, oh, I have no idea.
I don't think I ever learned how to use it again.
I didn't. I got it. I understood it, but it was just like, this is not going to – I knew that it was not going to work. I could tell it just was not going to work. So I just kind of backed away slowly. Pretty profile in place.
What happened with that Elo thing?
Elo is still – it's still going strong. Well, going strong for them. I don't think it's going strong in the world, but it still exists. I still don't – I don't like it because I want – what would appeal to me is some place that – you can connect with someone as in, you know, now we're friends and hey, we're having a private conversation. That's what I really miss. And Elo is like, it doesn't do, it's like Facebook, but even worse than Facebook because there is no way to communicate. I can't like put a message on your wall and say, hi, I like your stuff. I'm going to add you. Let's talk. It's more like, I just like, I just, I like all this stuff. Although
that's
over there,
annoying.
They're loving it.
That's like a Twitter page where you could just star somebody's stuff.
Exactly. And it's kind of like just this.
You talk to nobody.
It's like the Twitter
that's
Facebook.
That's why Facebook is so powerful. Facebook's got the messenger. You can connect with someone on that level.
Exactly. Although it's kind of creepy, though, on Facebook to just go and find someone and say, you look interesting. Can I add you?
But you don't have to accept it, see?
You don't. I guess it was just better with like whatever MySpace did. Because MySpace did that. You got the messages from people and they talked to you because they didn't have that wall. You weren't on the shared wall. You were on your own pages. So you still had to go and engage. That's what's missing. We had to go and engage with people's personal profiles instead of having it all appear one after the other.
In a feed.
In a long feed. That's what I miss. That's what I want to do. Because it was like, that was the new version of websites.
You had to enter somebody's world to communicate with them.
Exactly. We went and entered our own worlds and our own websites and our own profiles and talked to them. We had to make the effort instead of having it just thrown up in front of us, vomited all over our screens.
Yeah.
You people with the goddamn Donald Trump. Come on. Stop. I can't. That's tonight. I can't.
I have fans in my feed. You know, they like the guy.
I do too. I have fans as well in my feed. And I'm.
But I'm sure I have annoying shit too.
I have more haters of Mr. Trump than lovers.
I just block every damn thing. I have cats. I do have kids there because, you know, back to school's coming. Get ready to be flooded with pictures of my kid. Tough shit.
Oh, exciting! When does it start?
No, well, for me, it started already with my behind-the-scenes crap. But
that's true.
September 2nd is the day.
Oh, so they don't make them go back before Labor Day, or is that?
Well,
this is
the first time we're going back before.
When the hell is Labor Day? Is that
the
next week?
7th or 8th?
Oh, the
7th.
Oh, okay. So they do go back before Labor.
We're going back before, which is a first. So we're just having a fit.
Exciting. Well, we'll have to have a back to school special.
Yay!
Yay!
Where's my protractor?
Exactly. Love that. How's the panda?
She poor thing seems miserable and we're just watching her. It's terrible.
Because she's on cam being watched.
She's on camera. She's watching her own little uterus. They're like, come on. I don't think she even knows what's going on, this poor thing. And we're just watching. They zoomed in. I mean, how big are pandas when they come out?
They're big.
Are they going to be big or going to be a little teeny tiny thing? I'm going to be disappointed, you know?
Baby panda. Well, yeah, I don't know about like panda fresh panda.
I got to look fresh. Fresh panda.
Panda baby. Panda baby is small, but yeah, they're still, I don't know. Let's see what I'm looking at has fur on it. Does it come out with fur? You'll have to let us know. Because those baby pandas that I've just pulled up, they look kind of big.
Are they the size of a basketball? Like, what is it? You know?
I'd go for watermelon.
Really?
I'm going to vote watermelon. We'll have a contest.
No, I got to sit here and watch this to be sure, because I don't
let us know about. I'm going to tell everybody about the wine next week, and you're going to tell everybody about how big a panda baby is.
I'm Googling. What the frick? I can't wait for the size.
I Googled it, but they're big and furry. I don't know.
No.
That's all I know is they're big and furry.
Size of baby panda at birth. I want, let's see. Oh, they're little and pink.
Ah, see, they don't have fur.
They fit into your hand.
Well, that's a small thing. So she should have no problem.
She's going to have little pink things.
Little pink.
So she probably has no clue what the hell's going on, which is probably why they couldn't figure out if she was pregnant or not, because look how friggin' little it is.
Exactly. That's why they got to put it on cam. They have to have witnesses.
It fits in the palm of your hand. Poor thing.
So I wonder if she'll have more than one panda baby.
I don't know. Now we're getting carried away.
We are. Well, Panda Update. Stay tuned for Panda Update 2015.
Jesus.
Coming next week to Up All Night. Google the pandas. And we've got a new Four Culture.
Now I need that wine.
Now you need the wine, yes, absolutely.
I'm going to need the wine because I got to work on Four Culture magazine.
Which is coming out in September as well, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Just in time for you to enjoy a God calm willing. Day. God willing, with your pumpkin spice latte and your digital tablet sitting in a cafe, reading the most amazing underground magazine on either side of the Mississippi. How's that?
And then you can Google yourself afterwards.
Exactly. And figure out what's up.
We got a pretty underground issue, I must say.
Fabulous. That's what I like to see.
Berlin art scene. Very interesting stuff.
We've got some exciting... Well, we have exciting everything, but there's some features and some special announcements that will be coming with this one as well.
So I'm
thrilled. You're thrilled. Everyone must support the underground.
We're all thrilled. That's nice.
It's very nice. Go to fourculture.com in the meantime. Find everything.
Now. Do it now.
Do it right now. Do it now. Do it now.
They just zoomed in again on PandaCam. Oh, everybody tune in.
Buy the app. Does the $2 go towards the whatever this is, the zoo?
I'm sure it does. It's the Smithsonian Zoo thing.
Oh, you know, the Smithsonian. The National Zoo. Oh, you know how much I love the Smithsonian.
This is their zoo. Wait, did she have it? What's going on?
Yes, she had it and no one even noticed, see?
No, she's just, I don't know what she's doing, but it's the National Zoo. Makes you feel very patriotic.
Very, absolutely.
You can hear Yankee Doodle in the background if you listen carefully.
Yankee Doodle and pandas. Two things that you've never known would go together until right now. Almost. You almost had it, yes.
I need a drink. It's okay.
We all need something. And you can hear us on Juiced Talk.
Ending.
And
you can hear us everywhere. It's kind of exciting.
We're on YouTube forever.
Yes, forever and ever.
Forever. And thrilling stuff, juicetalk.com with other shows like Cotola Chronicles, Savino Veritas, and Transistor, as well as an enormous, and we do mean enormous, fabulous D-Show archive. And you can get it all at juicetalk.com. I added another season over there.
You did?
Went back a whole nother. I think season 3 is now up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
You did a lot.
Yes, they can hear it all. It can be archived on the internet forever and ever. But it looks like we've wound down.
How could that be?
I know. It goes so quickly.
We just talk and talk and talk.
Talk and talk.
And we think and talk and...
Think some more. Any parting words, Anne-Marie?
PandaCam.
PandaCam.
That's it. PandaCam.
Cockwine.
PandaCam and Cockwine.
A fabulous combination for your Saturday night on Up All Night. With the artist Ian Anne-Marie. So, until next week... I guess everyone should live fabulously on the underground, right?
That way, the pit. panda cam. The panda was born in front of me. God. I didn't even know.
Oh my God, the panda's been born.
Oh God, I'm upset. It's like you can't see it. 5:34 p.m.
It's so small.
That's why they zoomed in.
Wonderful. The panda's born, and this is it. That's all.
But we didn't know.
We didn't know.
Okay. Sorry, world. I just.
Good night.
Good night, Dee.
Good night, Anne-Marie.
I'm Frank Cotolo. You're listening to 4Culture Radio.